Responsibility Works, the new program hoping to be a catalyst for that responsibility, openness, transparency, sustainability. We talk about them all the time. This program is aimed at starting these initiatives in the public sector and really giving them a boost. The program called Responsibility Works, and it's part of the Corporate Responsibility Officers Association. Richard Crespin is the executive director of that group, and he's our guest. It's great to talk to you, Richard. Thanks for joining us this afternoon.
Thanks for having me.
Happy to do it. Talk about Responsibility Works and where it began and why it began.
Sure, my pleasure. Well, for over 10 years, Corporate Responsibility Magazine and the Corporate Responsibility Officers Association have measured the effectiveness of corporate responsibility. That is, how companies deliver better value to shareholders, customers, and society. And our research shows that companies really can do well by doing good. In fact, our list of the 100 best corporate citizens consistently outperforms the S&P in double digits. And that's why corporate responsibility has now become a very widely accepted best practice in industry, and why our members asked us to put our data to work for government. Last year, we issued our first Best Corporate Citizens in Government Contracting list at an event with GSA Administrator Martha Johnson, and formed Responsibility Works, which is a consortium of companies and government decision makers that includes large firms like HP, IBM, and Cisco, as well as some smaller and privately held firms like Unison Advisors and CompuSearch, along with executives from FAA, GSA, GAO, and others. And together, we're executing on the president's vision of greater transparency and sustainability throughout the government supply chain. We want to put our data, our practices, and insights to work for government, ensuring that government and its contractors can also do well by doing good.
Talk about this this roundtable program. How do they work, and who's involved with them, and what do you want to, what do you want people to take away from these when they're done?
Well, what we'd like to do right now is actually begin building pilot programs. As I mentioned, we have all of this responsibility data that measures in the private sector how good companies, by doing well by their shareholders, employees, and their whole supply chain and society, are doing well for their bottom line. We want to bring that data into the government. And what we're looking for right now are for agencies to partner with us in pilot programs so that we can mash up our responsibility data with contract performance data to develop government-wide best practices to ensure that responsible companies deliver better results for their shareholders, but also for their government customers. The goal of these pilots and of our whole roundtable program is to make responsible decision-making easier.
Richard, I think it's really, I really want to pick up on that point that you make about the impact on the bottom line, that doing well by doing good is really about better business, better results, better outcomes for shareholders and for stakeholders in the government context. And yet it seems like when we go out and talk about transparency and accountability and responsibility, there's this belief, the really entrenched belief that that is sort of activity in and of itself, right? Transparency for transparency's sake, accountability for accountability's sake, rather than for a business result. Can you talk to that a little bit?
Yeah, you know, corporate responsibility really comes down to the question of best price versus best value. What are the true costs of doing business? And over the past few years, we've seen the costs of myopia. We've seen a financial meltdown. We've seen continuing climate change, human rights violations. You know, the list goes on. And corporate responsibility is about taking into account the full value chain. And as such, it's now considered a proxy for good management. Companies like Walmart, states like California, and countries like Norway have led the way, but others are following closely. And really, I would say that the federal government is noticeable for its absence. We're not talking here about new laws or regulations. By definition, corporate responsibility is about companies holding themselves to a higher standard. Obeying the law is compliance. It's not responsibility. We're not looking to increase the cost of doing business. In fact, one of the things we've learned is that if corporate responsibility is costing you more, you're doing it wrong. Walmart, UPS, IBM, all these companies have corporate responsibility programs that are designed to help better manage risk, help them to drive better value, and to reduce their cost of operations, not actually increase their cost of operations. And our investor community that we engage with quite actively really looks at the measures within our indexes as a proxy for good management and good risk management.
What's the commitment to this, Richard? What do you have to commit in terms of time, in terms of resources, money, manpower, and so on?
Well, there are a couple different things. You mean in terms of joining the responsibility works itself, or in terms
well,
of the rural CR program?
Both. To be successful at doing it, if you're going to do it and do it well, what's it going to take? What's the upfront?
Well, you know, it's going to vary depending on the size of your company and your agency. But right now, what we're looking for, as I mentioned, is to get agencies to work with us to give us their data on contract performance so that we can mash it up against our data on responsible companies and then help them create targeted programs that are going to really deliver the best value over the long term. So right now, the commitment that we're looking for is for government agencies to share their data with us in a confidential way that we can then demonstrate and see what the data shows and really where they should place their investments.
Richard, we've got a link to the Responsibility Works website posted, and we'll post this conversation so people can access it anytime they want at federalnewsradio.com/Dorbeck Insider. Thanks for being on with us today.
My pleasure. Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too. Richard Crespin, Executive Director of the Corporate Responsibility Officers Association on the Dorbeck Insider on Federal News Radio 1500 AM.